This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Hi, you're listening to The English We Speak. I'm Lee, and with me today is Finn. Hi, Finn.
Oh, hello, everyone.
Oh dear, your face is a bit swollen. What's the matter?
I've got this bad toothache again. Blame my mother for giving me a sweet tooth, Lee.
Yes, you are very sweet, and you always bring us nice chocolates and sweets. But why should you blame your mother for this great quality, your kindness?
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Lee. But the phrase to have a sweet tooth is another way of saying that someone craves sweet food all the time, such as sweets, desserts and chocolates. Oh.
I see. So when you say someone has a sweet tooth, you mean this person likes sweet-tasting food, such as sweets, chocolates and desserts.
Oh, that's right, yes. Have you noticed that I take 5 sugars in my tea? Mm. I usually have 6 or 7 cups of tea every day.
That sounds like you do have a sweet tooth.
Mm.
Let's hear some examples of how this expression is used.
John always has a bag of sweets open on his desk. He's got such a sweet tooth.
I wish I didn't have a sweet tooth, because I had 4 rotten teeth pulled out and 8 filled when I was only 20.
You know what, Finn? Don't blame your mother. Blame the sweet culture of Britain. I think this country makes the best desserts in the world.
Oh, really, Lee? Well, it is difficult to resist the temptation of all those yummy cakes you see in the shops.
So, seeing as you have got such bad toothache, perhaps I could help you with the delicious cheesecake you have with you in the studio.
Ah, oh, you're cheeky, aren't you, Lee?
I'll buy you one back when your toothache is gone. I promise.
Okay, that's a deal.
Bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.